Three students of Pubble School Kirkcaldy, who have just finished transition year, are heading off to Istanbul next week. They are Cian McGarrett, Padraig O'Meara-Hertig and Cathaoirleach Farrell, and they won the Junior Achievement Ireland competition with their business Daedalus Sports. And they're now set to represent Ireland at Gen E, which is Europe's largest entrepreneurship event, which is taking place in Istanbul in Turkey from July 11th. Well, I caught up with the three entrepreneurs, Cian McGarrett, the CEO of the company, Padraig O'Meara-Hertig, who is the CFO, and Cathaoirleach Farrell, who is the marketing director. And I started by asking Cian to tell us about the business.
So for the business, we started off making custom football gloves, and then our idea for the competition was the pocket socks. So first off, we got a prototype and we sent it around the school taking orders. And so then we made 100 pairs and sold them around the school. It went fairly well. Then we had the competition and we did very well in that and we won it. So we've around 500 sold.
Oh, fantastic. And the idea for it was from basically based on your own experience.
Yeah, we'd be throwing the gum shields in the normal sock, be fair, uncomfortable and annoying, so we just thought, what can we do to fix this problem?
So how does your product work then?
So we basically have a double stitched pocket on the back of the sock. And so you put the gum shield in and it folds over itself. So there's no chance of it falling out or anything like that. And then it's comfortable, out of sight, out of reach.
Okay, so you won the Junior Achievement Ireland competition, is that right?
Yeah, we won Munster first, then we went on to Ireland.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. And you're going abroad, I believe, with the competition now?
Yeah, we're heading to Istanbul on the 11th.
Oh, fantastic. And is that a world competition?
Yeah, that's a world competition.
Okay, fantastic. So, Padraig, you're the chief financial officer. You're the man with all the money. You might talk to us about your role then in the competition.
Yeah, I suppose I'm the man in charge of the accounts and the bank, I suppose, and all that. Keep an eye on figures.
How did you do costings for this then? I suppose that you'd cover the cost of making the product, but you'd also might make a few euros for yourselves.
I suppose we got prototypes and first stuff. We just kind of compared them to what the price is on the market, just normal football socks. We say we try doing a bit cheaper so people have a bit more interest in them, even though they're as good of quality as the rest of them. So we're making a bit of profit out of them, but more so the idea, more so than anything else.
You're just selling in the school, is it?
No, we've a website now, the whole lot. We're trying to go national, if not international.
Oh, fantastic.
Daedalussports.com is the website if anyone's interested.
I might just ask you just about the actual making of the product then. Have you got somebody else to do it or are you out stitching yourselves?
I know. Well, prototype, maybe we tried to stitch a few ourselves, but you know, there was a lot of time taken up in it. So we said we try and find a manufacturer to get it made for us.
And where are you getting that done?
Well, so myself, Padraig and Cian, we came up with the idea to look for a manufacturer. So we went down to the bank to create an account, to set up a business account. And we met a fella in the bank and he had a contact for us for a manufacturer in Pakistan.
Fantastic. So you're getting them made in Pakistan and then shipped back to Dingle?
Yeah, we are.
Fantastic.
Through express shipping.
Oh, great. So, yeah, you mentioned they're going down to the bank. So I suppose that there's a lot of different bits and pieces involved in setting up a business, a bank account being one of them then. How else did you find that side of the business, kind of, I suppose, making sure you're doing all the paperwork right? Was it difficult?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that hard at all. We just kept an eye on it. We would have done business up until the junior cert, so we would have had a fair idea on what to do and on how to manage accounts and stuff.
Tell us about the name. How did you come up with the name for the company?
Yeah, so do you know, Nike and Adidas, they're all based off Greek and Roman gods. So we are on the same path, but we wanted something a bit different as well. So we all knew a lot about Greek mythology because our teacher used to teach that in primary school. And we were like, what would be cool now? And we went with Daedalus because he's the symbol of innovation and creativity. And we thought we were following along the same lines of architecture.
Oh, fantastic. It's a great idea. So Cathaoirleach, you're the marketing director. Did that involve, say, setting up the website or doing social media?
Well, so we started off with our Instagram account, which is going fairly well at the moment, Daedalus Sports. And then we started with the TikTok. And then we came together and we set up our website, daedalussports.com, which is linked in our Instagram bio, and we're selling our socks.
Oh, great. So you can sell on Instagram and TikTok as well as the website, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, fantastic. And how did you find setting up that? Was it easy enough to set up the facility that people can buy through the website?
Well, it was kind of difficult at the start, but once we got the hang of it, we got everything set up fairly fast, within a week or two.
Ah, okay, okay. And so you have the website going now, Instagram and TikTok. You're able to sell basically to anyone. You have a number of products there on the website at the moment. Is that basically it, or can people maybe look for custom colours, or is it literally just what you're selling at the moment?
That's why we encourage people to contact us on our site for custom colours, custom logos, custom names on the gloves and our socks as well, and jerseys if you want.
Oh, okay, fantastic. So you've just finished transition year now. You're going to be moving into fifth year. You're obviously planning to keep the business running.
Yeah, we are, of course.
Any plans to develop it further down the line? Would you like to maybe get into selling more products?
Yeah, we'd love to get into selling more products, of course, and to get it internationally recognised.
What about yourself now? Would you like to get into running a business, or maybe running more businesses when you're finished in your studies?
Yeah, I would, of course. I'm very interested in business.
And would you come from kind of an entrepreneurial background? Would your parents have their own businesses, or?
Not at all. We have a farm at home. That's really it.
Oh, well, that's a business in itself. Well, that's fantastic. Keane, I might ask yourself the same question now. Is this something that you'd like to pursue, you know, when you're finished your studies?
Yeah, of course. So I say we'll all follow on with this. Keep trying to sell county, nationally, and hopefully internationally someday. See how it goes.
Okay. And you're obviously getting great feedback from people, are you?
Yeah. So we've a few clubs that have bought in at the moment. We've a soccer club, Dingle Bay Rovers. They've bought all their gear. So that was very nice. So we basically all like grew up with them. So they gave us a chance.
Do you think that's kind of helpful then? You know them. Yeah.
Helped us improve, and we got great feedback from them.
Oh, great. And do you think that local link might work, you know, if you're trying to kind of maybe spread out within Kerry and to try and get into more clubs?
Yeah. So we've contacted a few clubs in Kerry at the moment. We're still waiting for a response. Some gave us great feedback, but, you know, they all have contracts at the moment. But some of them offered us a contract in the future. In like a year or so, they'll give us a small chance, and we hope to take them and impress.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about the event in Istanbul?
Yeah. So it's Jenny Europe. So it's a massive thing. It's over in Istanbul. It'll be hosted in the WOW Hotel. It's a 3-day competition. And on the second day, we'll have a presentation in front of 6,000 people. And then on the third day, we'll have a big market. The winners are based on who performs the best there. So we hope we have a good chance of winning that, hopefully.
Are you the only representatives from Ireland, or will there be more teams?
No, just one goes through from Ireland.
That's a huge achievement.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're obviously looking forward to heading over to Istanbul, I'm sure, are you?
Yeah, of course, we're all super excited.
That's great. Padraig, I might ask yourself the same question I asked the lads. Is business, being an entrepreneur, is this something that you'd like to do, you know, when you finish your studies?
Yeah, probably. We'll try to go down lines that in.
You're the money man, the CFO for the business. Would you be thinking about more ideas that you can kind of expand the business for over the next few years?
Yeah, we would. You know, we'd like to draw more customers to our company and try to come up with more innovative ideas along the line.
I'm sure you're looking forward to heading over to Istanbul as well.
Yeah, looking forward to now, all right, yeah.
Just before we finish, so it's daedalusports.com. That's DAEDALUS for anyone listening. Even if they just search for Daedalus Sports, they'll find you. And you mentioned you're on the website, you have Instagram and you have TikTok if anybody wants to check you out.
Yep.
Perfect. That's great. Well, look, lads, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining me and telling me all about the business, and the very best of luck in Istanbul.
Thanks.